Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Hello, and welcome to Kinky and the Geek, minus a kinky.
I'm kinky, but I'm not your normal kinky.
Yes, today is going to be another one without our normal flesh vine. She's, I don't know if it's personal problems or the fact that Phantom is now back in town, too. Or no, Phantom is now in town.
Well, there's also all the prep for Dragon Con coming up. I guess with Phantom in town, they're working on moving him in,
right.
And it just being so, me and Mighty Bill this week.
Right.
Oh, I'm Aruka. Hi, should have identified myself already.
Or you should have let me introduce you like I was planning on, but...
I never let you introduce
this
me.
Is
you
true.
Know that.
So, yep, this episode is pretty much going to be a very Dragon Con heavy. Because this is actually the one that will be going up before Dragon Con.
I guess you could just call it our Dragon Con episode.
Yep. And I'm sure me and Fleshfinder may even do a foursome again on a wrap-up, maybe, but... or
yeah, you know, at Dragon Con, right after Dragon Con, something like that.
Right.
But we haven't discussed it yet. So, what?
I'm leading this. I'm the host here. Don't make me not poke you.
Yes, Master.
And I know we've talked about Dragon Con a lot on the show. It seems to come up because it's kind of
it's the big one every year.
Yeah, it's the big one. Well, at least, especially around in the Atlanta area. I think it does hold the distinction of being the biggest fan-run
convention,
I believe. Maybe outside of Worldcon, but...
Yeah, at least the biggest one in the Southeast.
Right.
And being we're down here in the Southeast, well, yeah.
Right, so Dragon Con's been going since 87. First year, I want to believe, was actually held at Oxford.
I should know, but I don't.
Yeah, I believe, this is what I've been told, I was not there. I was there for number two. Dragon Con number two was my third convention ever. It was the first one I ever dressed up for. Me and my girlfriend at the time, she sewed us up some costume. And we went, I think it was the first time we went to 2 days of a convention. Because I'd only gone, my very first convention being Dixie Track. We only went for 1 day. Mm-hmm. I believe we only went for 1 day at Atlanta Fantasy Fair. It's been a while since that one's been around.
Not old enough to remember some of these.
Right, that was... so are not going to get spanked. Ugh. Yeah, spanking does not encourage positive change.
Out.
But yeah, it was the first one I went multiple days. And that was in 1988. But yeah, it was held in one hotel. In fact, you've been to that hotel.
Mm-hmm.
It's now called the Renaissance Hotel, I believe is what it was. We went to a convention that isn't going on again.
Oh, yeah, that one, yeah.
Yeah, that was a Supercon.
Atlanta Supercon,
we went to that one. And that was in the old, it used to be called the Paramount, or the Piedmont. I think it was called the Piedmont.
Probably the Piedmont, that sounds right.
That was the very first one. It seemed to be very literate. I mean, it was very small. I mean, comparatively, yes. Had a lot of authors. Kind of started off a little literary. In fact, well, not always literary. I remember going to a panel on a video game. I can never remember the name of the video game or the guy's real name, but he went by the surname of Lord Britain.
Really?
I want to say it was like Ultima or something like that. It was a big video game, a big computer game at the time. And I mainly went because I had a friend who wrote what I now would be known as fanfic. Using him as a character in it, the Lord Britain guy. I think he may have been either one of the heroes or one of the villains. I can't remember, like big bad guys. I can't remember.
Okay.
But yeah, and then just been going off and on ever since. I think we figured out, because I've been going through and I've been trying to do something for a while, and I finally started it, at least, where I'm taking all my old badges from all the conventions and framing them. And going to be hanging them up.
Yeah, we have
and
the first ones up in the hall. So.
In fact, that is actually, those five are my very first conventions. which would be Dixie Trek, Fantasy Fair, Dragon Con, and Magnus Opus Con. Now, what's funny is the only one that's still going is Dragon Con.
Yeah.
Various reasons why the other ones aren't going.
That happens.
I actually have a story that comes with Dragon Con. It was also my first time that I found out that security guys can be dicks. We got there. Okay, you've seen the old badge. Badges were basically paper with maybe your name handwritten on them and slid in a plastic thing. In fact, you still get those type of badges, but they were very simple.
Didn't have to worry about the same kind of security. Or at least they didn't.
Yeah, it wasn't. I noticed while looking through the badges, you don't start seeing like the holograms on the badges until almost 2000, maybe the mid late 90s. You start seeing them. But what it was a clear badge that you still get today if you get like a 1 or 2 day badge at a convention. It's not the big like media, the backstage pass looking things like if you pre-reg.
Right.
With a little insert of a dragon that said, like, Dragon Con 88. And on the outside of it had a, your info, basically, show that they printed out on the old computer on a sticky. That had your name, your badge number, and stuff like that. Well, when I got there, they ran out of those inserts. So all I had was the clear badge with all the info written on it. On the outside, like you would. I kept getting stopped by every security jackass. So you don't have a proper badge. It's like, look, they ran out. I don't have any more. Almost didn't go back to Dragon Con the next day because of it. But we went, we got an insert, everything was fine the next day. Had a blast the next day. But yeah, been going ever since. I think we figured out, I was actually in the middle of something. I think we figured out at least 15.
15, yeah, something like that.
Because this will be my 10th in a row. Because there was a time I went religiously from about 2001, 91 to about 95, 96. I may have missed one, because I know 94 was the first time we actually had a room.
Okay.
At Dragon Con, where I actually went and rented a room.
I don't know how we do Dragon Con now without one of those.
Yeah, we actually remember. I remember the next year sitting in one of the old Hilton bars between time and with everybody saying, you know what, kind of miss having the room because it was kind of nice because if you didn't have anything you were doing, you could go up to the room and crash. So,
yeah.
I would not do Dragon Con without a room nowadays just because... It's of the hassle of getting back and forth.
Well, that and all the costumes changes.
It changes, right. You're stuck in with whatever you wear, unless you want to spend the time of going driving back to the apartment. Yeah. And taking MARTA can be a pain in the ass because MARTA stops running at like 2 a.m.
Right.
Or 1 a.m. on a Sunday, and you have to be like at the station at like 12:30.
Right.
To catch the last train out of that particular station.
Yeah, that used to be the problem on Thursday nights.
Right.
You know, that's why we go down on Thursday and get the room now. Okay, well, A, because our old roommates thought it would be great to already have the room, and B, it's just easier because it was on Thursday nights we'd get down there and, well, got to a point where, guys, we gotta leave, we gotta catch our train back.
Yeah, because we had to get up early enough to pack up the car and get down there at a decent time to check in on time and be able to make stuff.
Right, and that...
And that's not happening anymore now that Dragon Con starts, because it used to be the con didn't start till like 1.
Yeah.
Your first thing wasn't until 1 o'clock. Now it starts at 10 on Friday.
Yeah.
In fact, registration on Friday opens at 8 a.m. So you have that 3 hours of being able to stand in line. That's also one of the biggest...
We'll see this year with pre-reg opening earlier. We'll see how those lines go.
Well, see, the thing is the pre-reg line was always big on has become big on Thursday because you have so many people who are coming and getting their badges early because...
Yeah, but I'm thinking opening it as early as they are this year... since it's actually going to be opening at 10 a.m. instead of
that's
like,
for pre-reg.
That's what I was talking about. Okay, pre-reg.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. I'm emphasizing. No,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see how that helps. I think it's going to be a help.
Yeah. Well, that's not what I'm talking about on Thursday. Yeah. I'm talking about Friday because remember, your brother-in-law and sister
came down for my first Dragon Con. We didn't even get to see them till later in the day, and that was because they got there and were in line
for 3 hours. Waiting on paying at the door, and that seems to be the big line during the convention. Is not as much the pre-reg, because a lot of the people who get the pre-reg are getting there on a Thursday or Friday.
Yes. I guess I don't really think about that because we always pre-reg.
Right, but it's also the people who pay at the door because I have done this. I've paid at the door Thursday when everybody's in line getting their pre-reg stuff. I've waltzed through, got my badge, and done, you know, where you can't do that with pre-reg stuff on a Thursday because everybody and their brother is there.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes this year. I'm hoping to not have to stand in line quite so long this year.
Right.
But, you know, if wishes were horses, we'd all ride.
We'd all be steak.
What does that have to do with horses?
It's a chain line. If wishes were horses, we'd all be eating steak.
Never heard that one. I've always heard it, if wishes were horses, we'd all ride.
Jane says that. It's basically, you know, indicating that he eats horse.
Ew. Ew.
There are people who eat horse.
Anywho. Well, okay. My first Dragon Con was, 2005?
Yeah,
I want to say it was 2004, 2005, something like that.
And you were shaking like a leaf that Thursday.
Oh, I was. We got there, and I was just a ball of energy. I had actually intended to go to Dragon Con by myself before I met Bill. I was working as a food demo lady, one of those wonderful ladies with the free samples on weekends. And I had found out how to get myself a badge. I had put in the time at work to have that weekend off. I was timid about it. I was going to go down for like one day. I had never been to a convention, and I wanted to go to Dragon Con. Well, my assistant manager revoked my vacation because he was going to Dragon Con and needed me to cover his shift. Yeah. So, my finally getting to go down there and actually go to Dragon Con was like a dream come true. So, yes, that Thursday, I was shaking like a leaf and so excited.
It was also our first weekend ever together.
Yeah, it was the very first convention we ever went to together.
Well, I mean, wasn't it your first spending the night weekend?
That weekend was actually the first time we shared a bed. Yes. Yep. First time we actually shared a bed and I didn't have to get up and go home.
Right. Yeah, although we tried to make it the night before because we were meeting people. That was the year we had like the herding cats year because me and the friends had decided to at one point do the group badging because you can send in, if you send in 10 at a time as a group, 10 or more, you get a discount.
Right, you do.
But you have to send them all in at one time, and we did that. But just getting everybody together because I was the one getting them together with their checks and sending them off. And oh my God, it was a pain in the tuchus.
You know, and I had my complaint earlier about, you know, Thursday night and having to get back. That was the worst Thursday night of that because my father would not let me stay over at Bill's place.
Right.
Would not let me stay at your place. I had to come home the night before and sleep in my bed at my parents' house, okay? And then get up the next morning, get to your place.
Right.
And then we had to make sure we had the car packed up. And wasn't that the year that we left our car at...
We went at our friend's house, who lived close to one of the MARTA stations. What we did is we all loaded in to one vehicle. We took MARTA down...
One of our friends
loaded up his SUV with all our bags.
And met us down there.
And then he went back to Marta, parked, and came down to save on parking. Because unfortunately, parking at the hotel is expensive.
Very expensive.
At least the main hotels.
And getting everybody down there and all that actually worked out pretty well.
It did work very well.
It worked very well getting everybody down there like that. It was great. So, you know, we made it. This was also the very first convention I got to costume at. Ah, another first, another dream come true. Because, right. You know, Final Fantasm being my very first convention, this Dragon Con being my second. Well, at Final Fantasm, I didn't realize about costuming. I didn't realize people did that there, so I didn't have any costumes. Dragon Con, however, I was ready. Oh, was I ready. I want to say, wasn't that the year I did Winry?
Yes.
My very first anime cosplay. And that, yeah.
You even found, you lucked upon Ed and Al.
Yes, and got my picture taken. I still have copies of that picture everywhere. Oh, that was my introduction to that wonderful drug of cosplay, and I've never come off of it since. My costumes get better and better every year. At least I think they do.
I think that was also the first year we started running into Stars, because we were staying at the Marriott that year.
Yeah, we were at the Marriott that year.
No, that was before you. Remember going down on a Thursday with my ex, her sister, and a friend of ours that had come in. This was a year before you came.
Yeah.
And he was staying at the Marriott, so we went down, and as he was checking in...
Who?
Their friend. Oh. He was checking in early. We weren't getting it down there until later that day.
Okay.
Or later, the next day. It was still Friday. He was checking in on Thursday. Because he was coming in from Baltimore.
Okay.
I noticed in front of him, or the person that got helped in front of him, was this cute little girl in high heels and a short denim skirt.
Mm-hmm.
Turned around, and it was Jules State.
Jewel. Ooh.
Yes. Also known as Kaylee from Firefly, for those who don't know.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the first year the Firefly people showed up for Con. It was Jewel, Adam, and Nathan.
I want to say my first running into a celebrity just in the hotel was my second Dragon Con. We were still staying at the Marriott, and I saw George Takei at the elevator.
Right.
And I behaved myself. I had a card I wanted to get signed by him that weekend, and I did not go over there and do it, because I was like, no, he's probably trying to get up to his room, I'm not going to bother him. I never got the card signed, by the way.
Yeah, that's the bad thing, yeah.
I didn't feel right about, but still, it was like, there's George Takei, like, 10 feet from me, and I behaved myself.
Yeah.
I tend to do a really good job of behaving myself around celebrities. I try to, at least.
Not true.
Not true.
Well,
Who did I silent squee?
Because I remember when we went, I was entering, it, I guess we were taking you to see Jeannie Breen for the first time.
Okay, so I squeed on Jeannie.
I squee
on Jeannie every year, and you know that.
Right, but it was when you found out the girl that used to do In the Puddle was at the table next to her.
I didn't squee on her.
Honey, I squeed when I realized
who she was. She never saw it. I'm talking about when I'm actually talking to them. I tend to behave myself. Beforehand does not count. It doesn't count.
Yes, it does.
Doesn't count.
It counts.
No, it doesn't.
Everything counts in large amounts.
Then I'm really going to have problems with Paul Dini this year.
Yes.
Okay.
Although, my favorite was... should I tell the Carradine story?
Tell the Carradine story.
Okay. One of the bad things about going to convention is trying to check out the day before... The last day. Now, checking in is not so bad because it's kind of stagnant, but checking out is a giant cluster fornication. Because everybody and their brother is trying to check out at once.
Right, everybody's trying to get out of the hotel.
Or at least get checked out and their bags stowed away so they can go and finish up whatever they need to finish.
Yeah, because on Monday you've got to be out of the room by 12 but or
somewhere
12
between 11 and 12.
Yeah,
depending.
But the con doesn't end until 5.
5, right.
So.
Six officially. End of convention stuff. Wrap up things usually about 6 o'clock, which I don't think we've ever stayed for. I know I have never stayed.
Not for Dragon Con, no.
So what we decided to do at one point, we were going to sneak and use the freight elevators.
Yes.
So we do. First time the doors open, it's one of the staff moving a bed at David Carradine. Next one opens up. And we all kind of pile in, goes up a floor. No, actually, I think a guy gets on with us who's pushing a laundry cart. And it's going up, because there's a first rule of convention, what goes up must come down.
Yes, definite or important convention rule.
What goes down must spit up.
Something like that.
So, we go up, we get to like 38th floor, doors open, Dave Carradine. Well, elevator's full, he can't get in. Go to the top, guy gets out with the cart, go back down to that same floor, doors open,
David Carradine.
So he joins us, and he was actually really nice. He was very polite, you know, asked us how our cons were going, he was talking about he was heading down to the Walk of Fame, and, you know, he had his little, super secret way, and what's funny is he's going down a couple more levels once we get to the lobby level. As we get off, a friend that I'm with says, "You were really funny last night." Rewind a little bit. The night before was the Brit Tracks, Whose Line Is It Anyway, final, and they had the dude from the X-Files, who was the blonde of the Lone Gunman. I can't remember his name.
Even though he's there, like, every year.
Right. And he did, like, a comedy stand-up routine and improv in three-act X-File episode, which was basically certain episodes doing, using different improv games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had, like, there was supposed to be a scene between Mulder and his character doing the whole lines in the pocket thing, where you have to talk and then pull out a line. Well, come to find out, my friend thought David Carradine was the dude from the X-Files.
How do you get those two mixed up?
I'm not sure, but he did.
They look very different.
And it was just the utter look of confusion on David Carradine's face. You could almost see the gears going through his head going, okay, what did I do last night?
Uh-huh. Wow.
Although, that's actually not my favorite Star story.
Okay.
Mine was it just made my year. I can't remember. It may have been that same year. And we try to make at least a run through the Walk of Fame.
Usually.
We don't normally get autographs. We'll go through, we'll see who it is. Just to, you know, just see people up close.
I think the only one I've ever gotten was Ron Glass.
And you got that
and
for
that
your
was,
sister.
Yeah, that was a gift for my sister. Because...
It was a birthday gift.
It was a birthday gift.
It was a birthday gift, and you thought that would be perfect because he plays Book on Firefly, and that's her favorite character.
Yeah.
So as we're walking through, I'm walking around. All of a sudden, in front of me is the Beastmaster, Mark Singer.
Oh, yes.
All tans and teeth. Looks down at me and just sticks his head out and just shakes my hand. How's it going? I'm having a good con, and walks off.
Well, you know, I've heard he's a very personable person.
Oh, he seemed that way at that point. But yeah, that's the...
I've got another one you could tell.
Which
one? The Richard Hatch one.
Oh, yeah, meeting Richard Hatch in a bathroom.
Yep. I was actually before that. I was outside the bathroom for that one.
basically waiting for a stall to open up. One stall opens, and out comes Richard Hatch, and we have a slight conversation about con bathrooms.
You just kind of never know what'll happen.
Yeah, that's the glory of Dragon Con, is you never know who you might run into.
Last year, we were sitting in the Pulse Bar at the Marriott, and I look over, and there's Taps.
Right.
Just walking through the bar.
Shared elevators with Virginia Hay.
Yeah.
From Farscape.
And I think that's one of the charms of Dragon Con, is you know, you see the celebrities feel comfortable enough to just walk out.
Well, at least not, some of them do. They're not mob.
Exactly. That's the point. It makes them comfortable enough that they're just kind of there with us.
Yeah,
a lot of times, getting those pictures of Adam Baldwin
at the first shindig. Yeah.
I mean, he was just like right there. He came in. I don't think anybody even saw him come in. But next thing we know, we hear over the microphone.
Basically, yeah, sorry, I'm late.
Sorry, I'm late. And we all look over, and there he is on stage. Beer in hand.
Yeah.
Ready to party with everybody. Love Dragon Con.
I mean, you'll see pictures that people will put up from, like, hanging out in the bars at the, you know, on Thursday night and the guests that show up early.
Yeah, it's a great convention.
Yes, there's a great shot of someone gave Jewel some strawberries.
Uh-huh.
Of her at the Marriott bar and her eating pictures of her eating the strawberries live.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that's like I said, that's the glory of a Dragon Con.
Yeah.
And Dragon Con's also the first Dragon Con, this is the first convention we've done panels at.
Yes, it was. That was last year. We were on the two of the Supernatural panels.
Right.
And we did the Fringe panel.
We were kind of dragged up on that one.
We were on that panel.
Right.
That was all the panels we did last year.
Yeah, that was all. That was it.
Of course, this year we're doing panels again.
Yep. I figured we'd talk about that, you know, kind of wrap this up. We'll make it kind of a short one.
Yeah, but we need to pimp our panels.
Right. If you want to see what the geek looks like, and the web slave, and most likely Kinky and the Phantom, too.
Yeah, I imagine there'll be a couple of them.
They've already said they're going to be at one.
Okay, great.
I know my first panel, it will just be me. I am doing on this show, it will just be me.
Yeah, he'll be on the panel. I'll probably be on the front row in the audience.
It's X-Track.
Mm-hmm.
It is, sorry, I got it. The X-Track is in the Marriott. It's in the Marriott. It is 106 and 107, which is the mezzanine level, which is one floor below lobby.
Right.
It's right there for people who will be there. It would be right there by the Habit Trail that goes to the Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
And down the hallway, and that will be lost. Now it's over. What did we think? And I will be on there with the Unique Geeks and Weekend Justice Cabin Fever's engineer of much magnitude, John.
Does he do Cabin Fever now?
Oh, I'm sorry, Weekend Justice. I thought it is.
You said Weekend Justice.
Right.
Not Cabin Fever. He does, I know he does the Sci-Fi Original Movies one.
Phantom does that.
Phantom does that one. No, never mind.
He just records Weekend Justice. He doesn't edit. I believe that's still Widge.
Widge, yeah. But anyway, Unique Geek and Weekend Unique Justice. Unique Geek and Weekend Justice. John.
Aaron Poole of Cabin Fever.
And Need Coffee.
And the Fred Boards.
Yeah.
And also, we just found out...
Paul Dini,
Writer and producer of Batman the Animated Series. Writer of Batman Beyond's...
Producer of Batman Beyond's Return of the Joker movie. Which I'm going to go get signed.
He's worked on everything from the Smurfs to Batman, yeah.
Yeah.
He's actually written a couple of episodes of Batman Brave and the Bold.
Mm-hmm. He's done Animaniacs, Pinky and the Brain, Tiny Toons. Ready to pass out here on the couch when I heard.
In fact, you can see his face because he's the guy who is the clapper for Bluntman and Chronic in Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back. He's the one that says kick-ass costumes or something like that.
Yep, that's Paul Dini.
So we just found that out.
That's a big thing, and news.
It's going to be interesting because in that kind of name, especially known in fandom, it's going to be a packed room.
Probably.
Maximum capacity, I believe, of that room happens to be 200 people. I would not believe if it is standing room only.
Yeah. Since you're on the panel, I'm guaranteed to get in, but, you know, that's right. About the only way I'm actually guaranteed to get into that one.
We'll also have some flyers and stuff in the back of the X-Track room, thanks to Lee. We'll come up with something. Don't worry.
Yeah, we'll get something together on that, because Webslate didn't do her job and didn't look into what we were going to do.
Yeah, we were looking into postcards, so... Yeah, we'll order them. We'll have them for the next couple of cons.
Yeah.
Okay. The one we're doing. Well, you're doing one. Sans the rest of us on Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday night. Actually, it'll be on the Whedonverse track.
Whedonverse, which is in the new hotel. The Western Peachtree Plaza. Which is, if you know your Atlanta landmarks, it's the big round hotel, shown prominently in the movie Sharky's Machine with Burt Reynolds.
Yes. Yeah. He's the one with the schedule, so I'm having him look up what room, because I don't remember off the top of my head.
Because it was...
I will be doing the panel. I'm not exactly sure on the panel name.
I'll tell you. It is NC-17 Fanfic Cross the Spectrum.
Or as Whedonverse has been calling it, We Do the Weird Stuff.
We Do the Weird Stuff, yeah.
This will be
is an International D at the Westin Peachtree Plaza.
And we'll be discussing, as it says, an NC-17 panel, discussing fan fiction, probably discussing alternate relationships / that kind of stuff, I assume. I'm still waiting to get a full description on it myself, but I'm just going to be prepared to talk about anything that has to do with fan fiction.
Right.
Because that's what I've been asked to do.
We will also, the third panel between the two of us that we're doing is the second of the Supernatural panels.
Mm-hmm. We'll only be doing one of those
this year. We're not doing the wrap-up one, but they actually do have one that is a wrap-up of the season, and then this one's called Supernatural, What We Think.
So we are doing that one.
Yes.
Okay. I thought we were doing the other one.
No. We're not doing the wrap-up one. We're doing What We Think. It is 7 o'clock in the X-Track room again.
Yeah.
And yes, it will basically be us two plus our wonderful friend, Unidentified Madman.
Yes.
Also from Need Coffee.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be discussing...
And we'll be basically debating and discussing...
what we think's going to come up in season 6.
Yeah, and what we thought of this season, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so...
And you might see me get attacked by calling Sam a junkie again.
Yeah, and I'm going to make sure that I'm going to get all of the / stuff out of my system the night before, because I got attacked for that last year, because I brought up Wincest. You know, yes, my kink is probably wrong, but you know what? I went there.
And one other place you'll know you'll be able to find us is the Need Coffee Fun Fest.
Yes, we will definitely be
there. Which is also Sunday night, and I will tell us... Saturday.
Saturday.
This is funny because I actually have a documentary on DragonCon.
Yes, called 4 Days at DragonCon. It's been airing on
PBS 30, but here in Atlanta. But it would not be surprised me that at some point
it airs elsewhere.
It airs elsewhere online. Just hunt for it. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if it's up on YouTube, up on the PBS, the Georgia PBS station and stuff. Need Coffee Fun Fest at 9 o'clock. It's 4 hours long at the Capitol Ballroom in the Sheridan.
Not sure what to expect there. Haven't really heard what's going on. So, your guess is as good as mine, but it should be fun because it's fun, win prizes.
The Need Coffee guys do not fail.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's Need Coffee. It will be fun.
Right.
It's another thing. You'll probably be able to find a Need Coffee panel. Good chance we'll be somewhere around there.
I would say look for the large, bald, kilted man, but
that's probably a third of the con.
Yeah. It is kind of funny that you look at me on the outside, I'm fairly easy to spot in mundane life, especially if I'm out dressed like I want to dress at some time or do dress at most of the time.
Get you at convention and
I, especially Dragon Con, I blend in.
Blend in very well, yes.
Large, bald, goateed guy in some form of witty t-shirt and kilt.
Yeah, well,
you
know.
You can't swing a dead cat without hitting someone
like that.
Well,
you know what the con uniform is.
Yeah, the running joke on Devil's Panties is that the...
witty t-shirt.
Utilikilt, New Rocks, black t-shirt with a witty saying on it.
Yeah, pretty much. And we're both known to be very close to that. I don't wear the kilt yet.
Right.
But I have the New Rocks, and I have the black t-shirt. Plenty of black t-shirts with witty
sayings on it.
Although, I think this year there'll be a purple one broken out at some point, because I'm going to wear my Winch t-shirt.
So, yeah, so that is Dragon Con, folks. That is it, you know, if you can.
Oh,
come
you in. Have, you, did we ever say what room, oh wait, no, you did get to that.
What?
Never mind. What room the Fun Fest was going to be in.
Yeah, it's the Capitol Ballroom and the Sheridan.
At the Sheridan, yeah.
Yeah, they're utilizing as much of the hotels as they can, because it is... very large convention now.
Yeah, when we get done recording here, I'll maybe try and put those back up on the website so people can see them if
they
missed
it. That would actually be good. Next web posting, put up something where it basically lists the...
Or maybe I'll even just include that in the description of this cast.
I think a separate thing. Yeah. And then we'll just tweet about it after. That's it for this one. It's going to be a short one.
Yeah. But okay, so we will see you guys at Dragon Con, hopefully.
Yep. As always, if you want to get a hold of us, the best thing is to do...
Check the website.
Check the website at www.kinkyandthegeek.wordpress.com. Uh-huh. Everything you need to find for us via Twitter and email is there.
Pretty much.
You can leave messages there. You can also leave messages on Podbean.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a hankering... rate and review us on iTunes.
Please.
The better ratings we have, the easier it is to find us.
Yes, and if you want to recommend us to your friends, it makes it easier for them to find us.
Yes. And so that's going to be it for us here at the Heidi Hole.
Casa de Jane.
Yeah, Casa de la Jane.
Who's looking at us like, what? You said my name.
Well, he's also wanting to be fed because of the time.
Oh, so, yeah. Okay.
So, that's it.
Yeah.
Be good.
Or be good at it.
Bye.